It was 19 years drawing the destruction of a country, the destruction of legality, the change of the constitution.
19 years drawing the destruction of a country. And not just any country, her own, Venezuela. The inescapable day arrived, September 18, 2014. A bold, graphic complaint was the final straw. Using the iconic and at the same time sacred signature of the late Comandante Chavez, Raima pointed with her acute pencil who was to blame for the catastrophic national health crisis.
It was a cartoon where I used Chavez's signature as an electrocardiogram.
Esa firma de Chavez se había convertido como en una iconografía en Venezuela.
That signature of Chavez had become an iconography in Venezuela. It was an image that was everywhere. They put it on walls, they put it on buildings that were under construction.
The new editor of the historic and once prestigious Venezuelan newspaper, El Universal, called her to his office. He was going to tell her that which, somehow, she already knew, that she was fired. The cartoonist had challenged the regime. They did not forgive her for using Chavez's signature in her vignette. Once again, a totalitarian regime considered a drawing made of pencil and paper as a declaration of war.
El desarmar esa iconografía, pienso yo que fue lo que más dolió.
Deconstructing that iconography, I think it was what hurt them the most. The fact that that drawing was published. Not so much the health issue, because if it had hurt them, they would have done something to improve it. But it is worse each day.
Raima is a creative dissident, an artist that uses her pen to criticize the world around her.
Fueron 19 años de dibujar la destrucción de un país, la destrucción de la legalidad.
It was 19 years drawing the destruction of Venezuela, the destruction of legality, the change of the constitution, processes that occurred to my sadness and pain, because I had to represent in drawing all this closure.
Y hasta lo que se ha llegado hoy, que ya son definitivamente niveles dantescos.
This dismantling of a nation, of a republic, to the point where it has gotten today, which is in and of itself something definitely dantesque.
She was aware of what she would surely have to face in a system that strangles independence and freedom of expression, but she was not willing to give in to self-censorship.
Creo que eso ha generado una enorme discusión sobre qué es la libertad de expresión.
I think that situation has generated a huge discussion about the limits of freedom of expression. For me, there are none. We cannot have a censor to say how far to go. This is about each person being able to have their own style with the responsibilities that having an opinion entail.
She knew that exercising the right to criticism was, and still is in Chavista Venezuela, like playing Russian roulette. Not only was she fired, but with the harassment that came after that, it became evident that if she continued living in Venezuela, she would be incarcerated. With great pain, Raima left the country. Today, nearly 6 years after the incident, Raima draws the Venezuela of the diaspora, portraying migration. Furthermore, her work led her to create a foundation called Más es More, that helps deliver basic goods to vulnerable children that are currently suffering in her home country. Days in exile go by slowly, even more so in these times of crisis. But Raima has the hope of going back, of taking the pencil once again and drawing another chapter of the Venezuelan history, a different one.
A mí me tocó dibujar 20 años de destrucción de Venezuela. Yo quiero que esos 20 años de construcción de un país cuando la situación cambie.
I had to draw 20 years of the destruction of Venezuela. I want to draw 20 years of building a country once the situation changes. One that is drawn by the new generations. And yes, there will be wounds left. They will also need to be sketched.
Yo siempre tengo mucha esperanza.
I have great hope.
You just listened to an excerpt of the Raima Soprani's interview for the Dissidents Project. If you'd like to know more about the story, go to the website dissidents.org and check on these and other testimonies.